Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
The ongoing tragedy resulting from the Gulf oil spill has generated an unprecedented wildlife-oriented media blitz. Of all the images that zip around the world and spill from TV sets to drench our hearts, none are more emblematic than oil-soaked pelicans, wings spread and mouth agape in obvious agony. For most of us, those photos evoke emotions of pity first, closely followed by anger for the perpetrators of such suffering on innocent creatures. No wonder, then, that the so-called rescue groups that clean and release oil birds are the white knights in the eyes of the media and most of the general public. It should be so, if for no other reason than most of the people involved are volunteers. There's another angle of the story, though, that rarely makes page one, and it involves the actual effectiveness of rehab activities. Many wildlife professionals believe that the impacts are negligible. The few relevant studies indicate that the survival rate of cleaned and released birds is extremely low in most cases. Consider the stress involved in capture, transportation, detergent baths, and recurring handling by creatures perceived as deadly predators, i.e. humans. Additionally, the cost of rehab, even when conducted by volunteers, can be as high as thousands of dollars per released bird. Wouldn't it be better just to euthanize the poor creatures? Probably, except in the case of endangered species, when every individual is important to the survival of the species. Certainly, if the cost of bird rescue activities could be channeled to long-term habitat protection instead. There is no doubt that $1 million spent on the purchase and perpetual safeguarding of 1,000 acres of marshlands would accrue vastly more benefits for wildlife of all types than if the same $1 million were spent on cleaning and releasing oil birds. It will not happen, though. The public will not allow oil birds to be systematically killed, even humanely, regardless of the real efficacy of rescue efforts. An even greater irony exists in the positive public relations aspect of bird rescue activities being enjoyed by the company that caused the oil spill, BP in this case. To really make things right, shouldn't we demand that they purchase for us that 1,000 acres of marshland several times over in addition to cleaning birds?
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.